This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is The Keys of Death and Hades, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture is Revelation 1, verses 17 through 20. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, the things that you have seen, those that are, and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. The Eastern Orthodox Church commemorates the moment when Christ triumphed over the powers of hell as the Anastasis, which literally means resurrection. The idea is that sometime during the period between his death on Good Friday and his resurrection on Easter Sunday, Jesus went to hell, or at least to Hades, the realm of the dead, to release the souls of the Old Testament saints who had been imprisoned there. This is why we still say he descended into hell in the Apostles' Creed. A beautiful depiction of this Anastasis in a 14th century fresco on the wall of the Chora Church in Istanbul shows Jesus standing on the broken doors of Hades with a hand out to Adam on one side and Eve on the other. Beneath his feet are bits of a broken lock and a set of keys. Jesus didn't just kick in the doors of Hades when he rose, he took the keys with him. Death no longer holds sway over us. It's not the final word of our lives. The King of Terrors has been ejected from his throne. What's more, Jesus has entrusted the keys of the kingdom to us. The keys are the gospel message itself, that those who turn to Jesus in repentance and faith will be saved, and those who reject him will be lost. Holding those keys is a sobering responsibility. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.